This is a brief text offering worship of Padmasambhava, entitled The Precious Guru of Odhyana. With it, we move from taking refuge to developing the wish to gain enlightenment in order to help others, and on to accumulating merit through the seven-branch practice. Then we directly address Padmasambhava and call on him using the seven-line prayer. Having established our certainty at his presence, we recount his qualities as manifest through the signs and symbols he displays. This gives us a richer and deeper sense of how all the Dharma views and paths are present within and as him. This acts as a preparation for the next text, which is a brief yet complete tantric sadhana on the precious guru. The text. The precious guru from Odhyana. Refuge. Salutation. Guru, you are the presence of the bodies of all the Buddhas and are identical in nature to the three jewels. With the devotion of my body, speech, and mind, I go to you for refuge until I gain enlightenment. Salutation. Guru, you are the presence of the speech of all the Buddhas and are identical in nature to the three jewels. With the devotion of my body, speech, and mind, I go to you for refuge until I gain enlightenment. Salutation. Guru, you are the presence of the minds of all the Buddhas and are identical in nature to the three jewels. With the devotion of my body, speech, and mind, I go to you for refuge until I gain enlightenment. Developing the mind of enlightenment. Developing the mind of enlightenment for the sake of all beings, I will do the practice of my Guru Buddha. Then, with the activity of educating beings according to their need, I will ripen them fully. This is my altruistic aspiration. Say this three times. According to the Mingdo Lim system, one should recite as follows. Accumulating merit. Gurus, path deities, and dakinis, please come here and sit upon these cushions of lotus, sun, and moon. We bow to you with the devotion of our body, speech, and mind, and present the outer, inner, and secret offerings. With our hands at our hearts, we confess our lapses, breaches, sins, and obscurations. We rejoice at the virtue of those who practice Tantra. We request you to spread the tantric doctrines of ripening and liberation and ask you to remain with us and not pass away. We dedicate our essence for the benefit of sentient beings. May we all awaken to our very pure, indestructible nature. By your mere glance, all beings are gathered under your power. By your mere command, the eight classes of spirits attend you as servants. By your mere thought, all we need and desire falls like rain. Padmasambhava, we pray to you. Home. In the land of Ergen's northwest corner, upon a lotus stem and stamen, with marvellous and supreme accomplishments, the lotus-born is your famous name. As retinue, many Dakinis surround you. Following and relying on you, I do your practice. Therefore, in order to bless us, please come here. Recite this as many times as you can, with true devotion from your heart. Description of Padmasambhava, praising all that he signifies. Hung, Padmasambhava, your body, speech, and mind are the presence of the three aspects of enlightenment. You are the representative of all the Buddhas, the one who repels the troubles of samsara. With great compassion, you lead all beings to liberation. Salutation and praise to the apparition who guides all beings. You have a vulture's feather on top of your hat, the sign of the vast spreading of original knowing, arising from the completion of meditation practice. You wear a very powerful and splendid hat, the sign that you embody the meaning of the Mahayana view. The hair on your head is bound up in a top knot, the sign that your presence encompasses all the Buddhas of the three times. With your three fiercely alert eyes, you see all who wander in samsara, the sign that you guide all beings with great compassion. Your smiling face is bright and radiant, the sign that you guide all sentient beings with love and compassion. On your body, you wear a great gown of luxurious brocade, the sign that all the deities of the eight practices are fully present in your body. You wear the very red Dharma robes, the sign of your vows and pure morality. You wear a very splendid and imposing gown, the sign that you easily control all beings in the three worlds. In your right hand, you hold a golden vajra, the sign that with your five original knowings, you destroy those who lead others astray. In your left hand, you hold a skull cup full of amrita, the sign that you bestow true attainments upon practitioners. You hold the three-pointed katvanga against your body, the sign that method and discernment are always united within you. Your two feet are arranged in the unchanging posture, the sign that you are always united with the Dharmakaya. You sit on cushions of lotus, sun, and moon, the sign that you put an end to the troubles the afflictions cause in samsara. You make the fierce sound of hung, both long and abrupt, the sign that you put the mamo and dakinis under your power. A canopy of rainbows surrounds you, radiating rays of light, the sign that you guide sentient beings by means of compassion. Padmasambhava, son of Amitabha, you encompass all the Buddhas and guide beings according to their diverse needs. Padmasambhava, we offer salutation and praise to your embodied presence. Praise. Om. The Guru without artifice or elaboration is the intrinsic mode. The Guru of great happiness, master of Dharma, is the enjoyment mode. The lotus-born Guru is the apparitional mode. we salute and praise you, the Vajradhara, having these three modes. Translated by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Read by Wendy, October 2023.